I just felt like the position I'm in, it wouldn't be no better place but to come back here, Pittsburgh. It's where I started my football career, so it wouldn't be better but to come back and start my coaching career. And it's a great opportunity. Thank the Rooneys, the fans for embracing me, and the coaching staff for letting me come back and being part of the coaching staff.
What's it like being back in a dorm? You're not a player, but it has to bring back some memories.
It definitely brings back memories, sleeping in that little bed. But same time, it is what it is. It's a camp feeling, and it's a camp setting, and you got to be one team, and one dream. That's just Pittsburgh's still a football.
Training camp is kind of where your spark was, where everyone really took notice of what you were capable of and kind of jump-started things. What do you preach to the younger guys about the fact that camp can jump-start your career, can be where you get noticed?
Well, I tell all the younger guys, like, when I was here, every day in practice, I treated it as a game. And I had a motto, I'm going to give it my all in practice. And at the end, if it's not good enough, then I can walk away happy. So I kind of, like, share that to them and kind of harp on that all the time. And, like, they get the point. And they know for a fact training camp is, like, stars are going to be made. Like, it's going to be somebody who everybody never heard of that's going to, like, creep through the light and just make things happen.
What's it like working with Kirby now, kind of side-by-side as a coach instead of as a player?
Well, I always knew Kirby was a great coach. And I know he was a great teacher, so he kept pretty much teaching me, like, everything I want to know in coaching. And if I want to coach in his game, I wouldn't be no better coach but to learn from and Coach Kerr.
This year, running backs, you have Le'Veon Bell joining the group this year, and a lot of uncertainty coming out of last year. Do you kind of thrive on that it's something you guys have to kind of work at and maybe fix for this season to get the run game back to where it used to be?
Yeah, and we work on it every day. I always tell them about the average they had last year. It was unacceptable, still a football, and they kind of know, and I think this year's going to be a lot better. A lot better. They're going to pick it up. Le'Veon Bell, he's going to be a great addition to the run game. And they got some other backs that's really out there grinding and trying to get it and get this run game better.
What is it about Bell? He's very physical. He's obviously big, but is he just quick at picking it up? What's working for him that is making him become noticed right now?
Really, all of that, what you just said. He's quick at picking it up, and he's big. He's powerful. He's a powerful runner. And he got moves as well. So he got a full package. Only thing I've been, like, working with him with is, like, teaching him how to practice and teaching him how to take care of his body. Like, teaching him how to be a professional pretty much. He's been in college for 4 or 5 years, and that's all he know right now. So once he learns how to be a professional, he's going to be a great running back in the NFL.
Is that kind of full circle for you whenever Jerome was the one that kind of took you under his wing and now you're able to do that with him?
Exactly, and I learned from the best. Like, Jerome, he definitely, like, taught me how to practice, taught me how to be a pro on and off the field, and that's what I'm trying to do for Le'Veon.